How does your garden grow?
It's time for Greening Out with Jim on 95BFM.
Jim!
Morena, Jim.
Hello.
How are ya?
I'm really good. How are you?
Yeah, good. Beautiful day to bike down to BFM.
Oh, it's going so fast. Yeah.
Just speeding. It's
absolutely speeding. It is gorgeous. Like, every time I come here, I'm like, wow, we've got such good cycle lanes, eh? Like,
yeah.
It's really, really awesome.
And awesome. This weather, we were just chatting off air about this weather, like, inspires a bit of frantic gardening on my behalf.
Like, yeah, same. As soon as it gets, like, I don't know, 20 degrees about mm-hmm. that, you're like, oh God, I gotta start sowing, I gotta start composting and mulching and all the good things. I'm very much the same.
Yeah, I feel like that the hibernation kind of, the frost from the winter, and then all of a sudden you look out at the plants and you're like, oh!
It felt pretty abrupt, day. Like, I feel we just went from, like, straight winter into, like, summer, like, bang on. Like, I've been swimming, like, in the afternoons.
I know,
and, like,
it's amazing.
It's great,
I mean,
right? Like,
yeah.
How good is the water?
So good. I mean, I had my first swim over the weekend.
Yeah.
It was fresh.
Where did you go?
Point Shoot.
Oh, yeah, same.
Classic.
Yeah.
Point Shoot, the spot.
The tides are timing quite well at the moment for a little evening swim, eh?
Yeah, it was like 5 p.m. a couple of days ago, and then I guess 6, and then maybe last night was 7. I can't really remember, but I went the last couple of nights. It was really nice.
Oh, lovely.
Beautiful.
We've got a couple of important kaupapa to talk about today. Plants for Palestine is a community seedling market happening next weekend, right?
Yeah, I wanted to give a little bit of a shout out to that. It's on Sunday, 16th November from 9 till 2, and it's at OMG, or Organic Market Gardens, which is on Simon Street, just at the top by that big kind of ombre wall next to Galbraith's alehouse. It's a lovely little organic garden up there. So yeah, Sunday, 16th of November, there'll be raffles and it's a seedling sale. If you're anything like me, when you get a packet of seeds in the mail or from your store or from a friend or whatever, I genuinely sow most of them.
Yeah.
So like,
oh, I'm glad to know that you sow your seeds genuinely.
Yeah, yeah. So
with
I end up with
intent.
Heaps of plants. So
okay.
I've got, like, I don't know, it's like 60 tomato plants and
wow.
a lot of other things. And, like, it's nice to give them away to friends and other folks as well. But if you are anything like me, which undoubtedly some of you will be, you'll have extras. So this is a really good organisation to get involved with.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You can follow them online. It's just Plants for Palestine Tamaki on Instagram. And you can drop off any of your seedlings from this coming Monday, the 10th, right up until Saturday, the 15th at noon. So, again, that's OMG Gardens. You can just kind of leave them in there, just leave them marked. It's a really good idea as well to label them if you have popsicle sticks or... Mm. What I do is I just get the cheapest painter's tape and put that on the
pot
and just write down, you know, black tomato from Tula or, you know, whatever you're growing.
My pop had a genius idea for this. He used to grab old Venetian blinds that no one wanted anymore, like the old metal ones.
Yeah.
He used to just cut them and write on those and then he cut them to a point at one end. And then we'd just write what the plant was.
That's brilliant.
Reduce, reuse, recycle.
Yeah, 100%.
The amount of those I made as a child,
oh,
that's an
you.
Awesome one.
Yeah.
But I feel like this is a great thing. And once you start sowing seeds, if you buy a packet of seeds and you're sowing them, you might as well sow them all, right?
Yeah, exactly. Also, if anyone, I mean, it's getting kind of late, but you can still absolutely sow whatever you want at the moment. You just have a crop a little bit later on and, you know, Auckland's pretty warm and the summer seems to last for a while, so you'll be all good.
Mm-hmm.
But I recently wrote into the New Zealand Heritage Food Society or Food Crops, if you Google it or Bing it or whatever your search engine of choice is. Just Google Heritage Seeds NZ and you send them a self-addressed envelope and they'll send you back all sorts of high-health tomato seeds that have all, like, the really cool levels of yummy things that your body needs, and it's all for free.
Just really?
Send them an envelope and they'll send it back to you.
I didn't know about this. That's really wicked.
They're all yellow or orange tomatoes because those have the highest levels of, I think it's lycopene or
is the one
there's like
tomatoes.
A tetra something lycopene, which is the one that you don't have to heat in order to get it, so it's more bioavailable, and that happens in the yellow or orange tomatoes. So it's all those, and yeah, I've got a whole bunch of them sowing at the moment, so
Nice.
I'll bring you guys in some in December. They're not going to be ready for the market, but they will be ready for later on. So
can't wait for your fresh tomatoes to come here.
Yeah.
So Plants for Palestine, there's lots of different ways people can get involved, either by donating seedlings or heading along and buying some seedlings.
Totally. And entering the raffle, there's cool prizes. I'm not sure. A bunch of local artisans and other folks have donated their time and labour and arts to it. So,
beautiful. There's, I'm looking at it here. There's like jewellery and
there's music,
ceramics.
I'm not sure if there's, there's bound to be music.
There's DJs.
Oh, there you go. DJs. Haji, of course there's DJs.
Haji, Droski and Sam Harmony.
There you go.
Awesome.
So that again, that's Sunday, 16th of November, 9 a.m. till 2 p.m. And if you are growing seedlings or you have any leftover, you can drop them off anytime from Monday the 10th up until Saturday 15th, so that's next week.
Beautiful.
Just make sure you label them.
So cool.
Oh, that's so cool. There's another plant sale.
Someone's just texted about Waiheke.
Oh, yeah, cool.
Happening this Sunday, 9th of November, with all proceeds benefiting Waiheke children with health needs through the Jassy Dean Trust.
Oh, fantastic.
Happening at Surfdale Hall from 10 to 4.
Oh, get along to that if you're over on the island. That sounds wonderful.
There's so many good plants
for
sales.
The community.
Yeah, right?
That's beautiful.
Yeah, it's growing food and growing each other and connections and stuff. And I guess that kind of ties into the second thing I wanted to talk about today as well, is the community gardens that I have just started being involved with.
Mm-hmm.
The Sanctuary Mahi Whenua Gardens at on the Unitech grounds. They are currently fundraising. They've got to give a little page because they're at serious risk of being demolished and concreted over. Yeah, it's worthwhile heading along and reading up a little bit on that. But if you are interested, you can just Google Help Save Sanctuary Mahi Whenua Gardens and the Give a Little page will come up. But basically, they are it's a lot, but they have they're basically fighting the crown for to remain a community gardens, which was on the title when Unitech sold the land, and so they're currently in the high courts, and the lawyers have been doing all the kind of work for Koha, and I think high courts tend to be quite expensive and ongoing, so it is really a kind of small grassroots community organization against the government. So it's a massive task, but I really I encourage anyone who is in that area to go visit it. It's a really, really special place, and there are still plots available if you want to garden it. But part of that whole thing is the developers have shut off access, so they've fenced it off. So access is pretty challenging if you have if you're not super fit or maybe you're not super able-bodied. Currently it's not great. They have fenced it off completely, so you kind of have to sneak in. But it's still being actively gardened and nurtured and looked after for, and they're selling their produce at the farmers markets, and it's just a really cool community space, so I highly encourage anyone to go down and check that out. Again, it's the Sanctuary Mahi Whenua Gardens on the Unitech grounds, and if you want to look up about the Give a Little page, you just type that into Google and it will come up. But yeah, it's really a garden for everyone. My friend Anita, who plays as Mota, has just been messaging me, and we're looking at doing maybe like a little benefit show or something. There's a whole bunch of other musos that have plots there as well, so that might be kind of fun. So I guess kind of stay tuned for when that eventuates. We're looking at December, I think, but yeah.
It's a really, really important little plot. I grew up on both sides of that place.
It's so really special, eh?
I understand how special it is, and I just think, like, it's so much deeper than a whole lot of veggie beds in one place, you know?
Totally. I was up there last weekend because they needed a pea straw for the garden, so the developers wouldn't let them have access, so they had to drop it off you know, about 500 metres away by the chain link fence. And then it was a small bunch of volunteers, most of who were, you know, well over 60, carrying hay bales through, you know, gravel and through the forest to try and get it there because the access has been basically shut off by the developers. So it's getting really nasty and it's not good. So, yeah, if anyone kind of wants to go down and check it out or wants to read up about it, yeah, definitely have a Google and get amongst. It's a really, really special place for the community.
Mm. Get involved. Mahi Whenua.
So much more than plants.
Totally, you know? Totally. And this once you concrete over spaces get lost. So soil hates being compacted and it certainly hates being concreted. So it's worthwhile when you have really fertile lands in the central city. They have been gardened by people for hundreds of years. It's I reckon that's something to save.
Mm. Totally.
Tautoko.
Well, everyone head along to all these amazing events.
Plants for Palestine fundraiser at OMG Gardens happening next Sunday. Sunday? Yes.
Yes.
The 16th. And have a little Google into Sanctuary Mahi Whenua Gardens. There's a give a little you can get amongst and support.
And then there's the Waiheke Plant Sale on Sunday.
Oh, yes, of course. There is. On Sunday.
Sunday, sorry.
9th of November at Surfdale Hall.
Ugh. That would be lovely.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So much more than plants, people.
That's totally. Get today's motto. Thank you so much, Jim.
Hey,
always a pleasure to have
me.
You up.
Thank you,
it's
Jim.
Good to be up.
From the smallest seed grows a mighty forest.
That was Greening Out with Jim, only on 95 BFM.